Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network capital of the world, St. Petersburg. I'm going to be honest with you. I am far more interested in talking with Guillermo Diaz about his last role as, curiously, Guillermo, in Weeds, in which he played Mary Louise Parker's drug dealer, teacher, friend, antagonist, protector. Hey, it was complicated. That Guillermo was one scary mofo. This Guillermo is starring as Nurse Angel Lopez on the new NBC drama Mercy, which airs Wednesdays at 8 p.m. It's funny and awkward at times, just like Weeds in some ways, but I think this show demonstrates how much range Diaz actually has. Here's a clip in which Diaz, as Lopez, talks softball with the ladies of his show.
I'm tired of losing him at Gray's Pub.
No. They act like such a-holes when they win.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, we play softball for the bar. We're not good.
Really?
I played softball in high school and in college.
What happened to my yogurt?
I ate it. Pause. You played softball in high school and in college?
Yeah. I almost tried out for the Olympics, but then they took it out of competition.
Of course you did. Why don't you come to the game tomorrow?
I'd love to. Thanks. Okay, cool. I have to run to the ER.
She played softball in high school and in college.
Is My Little Pony a lesbian?
Our losing streak is over.
Guillermo, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's going okay. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Hey, okay, what gives? You go from one of the most terrifying characters on TV to playing a male nurse on Mercy. You got to explain this to me.
Yeah, it was another audition, just like any other. You know, I finished doing Weeds, and I got this audition for Mercy, and it was a gay nurse. I read the script. It was an amazing script written by Liz Heldens, who writes Friday Night Lights. And I booked the role, which I was so freaking happy I got it, you know. And it's great, you know. I love that. That's what's fun about being an actor, because one minute you're playing, you know, a psycho murdering gangster and who's in prison, and the next minute I'm playing a gay nurse in Jersey City.
So this came from an audition. This wasn't somebody who was watching Weeds and go, you know, that guy's just right for the nurse, for the gay nurse.
For this gay nurse. No, yeah, it was just an audition. Me and Wilson Cruz were up for it, I remember. Me and Wilson Cruz tested for the role together.
Wow. Now, what would Guillermo from Weeds say about Angel Lopez? Say about Guillermo playing Angel Lopez? I got to ask you, in character, what do you think he would say?
What would Guillermo say about Angel, about Angel Garcia?
Yes, and by the way, you can use any language you like on the show.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's right. This is satellite radio, right?
We're online, yeah.
Nice. You know what? I would hope that Guillermo would really like Angel, and he would kind of have a little bit of a snicker with him. I think, you know, Angel is a tough guy. He's working in this hospital that doesn't have a lot of money in Jersey City. He's very jaded. You know, all the nurses are kind of jaded, and they grew up in this, you know, messed up neighborhood, and just the things that come into that hospital. Like when you guys start seeing the shows, that I know we're on, the third episode airs tonight, but it's just the crazy shit that happens, you know, in hospitals. It's just, it's mind boggling. So I think Guillermo would have a lot of respect for what Angel does, and for being able to, I don't think I could work in a hospital seeing all the stuff that goes on, and I think he would kind of respect that. Kind of like the way Guillermo respects Nancy, that she's got mm-hmm. such big balls and he can't believe the things she does. I think he would feel the same way about Angel.
Well, so tell me more about Angel. Who is he, and, you know, what's ahead for him as we get to know him?
Well, like I said, he grew up in Jersey City, and And, you know, I went to high school in the Bronx and grew up in Washington Heights, so I can absolutely relate to growing up in kind of a shitty neighborhood. And I used to get mugged all the time. I got mugged at gunpoint once in front of my building. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking that's sort of the life that Angel had and grew up that way. But he's an amazing nurse. He's a very caring and just a really great nurse. And let's see, in episode 4, which is a week from today, you're kind of going to see a little bit more of Angel. And there's a gay couple that comes into the hospital that are domestic partners, and they get into this huge, like, physical fight, and Angel has some advice and is very involved in that episode. So it's a really good episode. And tonight's episode is amazing, too. Tonight's episode is really fun. It kind of starts off very, very nice and calm, and then it just turns into this whirlwind of crazy shit that starts to happen in the hospital. So people have to tune in tonight. It's really good.
Before I lose track of it, congratulations on escaping from Washington Heights. I know that neighborhood.
Do you? Yeah, yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I was raised there.
I had an aunt, a great aunt, who died there at 99.
Oh,
and
she
used
good
to,
for her. 99.
She used to walk every day up until her mid-90s. She would go to the children's ward of the hospital a couple blocks from her apartment.
Wow.
And she was volunteered every day of pretty much of her life, and she raised a lot of kids in that neighborhood. So, yeah, that's a tough neighborhood. If anybody doesn't know that neighborhood, that's a tough place to grow up.
Sure is. Yeah. So she was near the hospital, near Columbia Presbyterian.
Yep.
That's so far. That's the hospital I was born in. That's where I was born. I lived just a couple of blocks from the hospital too. So maybe I knew your grandmother. Maybe we knew her.
If I could remember where she lived, it was Anna Applebaum. But anyway, she might have been before your time. But yeah, she's like 99 years old. Anyway,
Anyway,
let's come back to the show because we only have so much time. Mercy seems to be a lot like ER, except that the emphasis has shifted from the doctors to the nurses, which I guess is probably what makes it so appealing for you as a nurse. It's not like you're playing a nurse on ER, which was about the doctors.
It's focusing on the nurses, which is great. And the actresses on the show are just amazing. Taylor Schilling plays Veronica, and Michelle Trachtenberg, and Jamie Lee Kirshner, and just great. And people, I'm sure, know Michelle from Gossip Girl, and you know, Ice Princess, and just a million movies that she's been in. She's such a great actress.
I wanted to ask you about Michelle as part of this question. I noticed that Mercy has done a lot of casting from the world of sci-fi TV. Kate Mulgrew, Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager is on there.
Right.
Colm Meaney from Star Trek Next Generation, and Michelle, who was on Buffy. What's up with that? Is there some connection there that we need to know about?
I don't know. You know what? I think those shows were all so great. And the creators and the casting people of Mercy were fans of those shows, so I'm sure that's how they got to know Michelle's work and Kate's work and Colm's. Yeah, I think they're just great actors, you know, and they went in along with hundreds of other actors, and they won the roles, you know. But I think, initially, I think probably casting and producers and stuff were fans of those shows. I know for me, some of the writers were fans of Weeds, and you know, that made it a little easier for me to go in and read for the show and audition for it, because they kind of knew my work. And
Are you going to be able to go back to Weeds now that you've got Mercy?
If Weeds wants me back, I'm going back, and I think they do. I think you'll see. You know, Guillermo's out of jail now, so he's going to pop up. It's going to be really good.
At the end, and we're just about out of time, but at the end of this last season, he was supposed to whack Esteban's political sponsor.
Yes, Pilar.
And then Shane did it, and I wondered, you know, as that happened, I wondered if that was because they knew you were getting a show and wouldn't be around to finish the job.
No, they knew I was doing Mercy, and I'm coming back to Weeds. So it's going to work out. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with our characters. I have no idea what they're going to do with me with Guillermo, but it's always good. Genji always has an amazing idea, so I'm looking
Great.
Forward to it.
Well, folks, Mercy airs every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on NBC. You can catch episodes you miss at Hulu.com. And for a peek into Guillermo Diaz's past life, order Weeds DVDs at MrMedia.com. And Guillermo, we've had such a good time watching you on Weeds. Wish you luck on Mercy, and thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. That means a lot.
My pleasure. Good luck to you.
Have a great day. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Southland, Chuck, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Jamie Lee Kirchner from Mercy, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Critics, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.